Bartering, exchanging despair for hope. Struggling Greeks find alternatives to euro in recession-hit times.
The financial crisis of 2008 sent shockwaves throughout many countries in the eurozone and indeed the world. One of the hardest-hit nations was Greece. For many Greeks, this meant being catapulted onto the breadline or, worse still, plunged below the line of poverty. For others, the credit crunch prevented them from using credit cards as their debts mounted. While most people despaired, many decided to take the bull by the horns. When residents of the small town of Volos found themselves struggling to afford even essential items in euros, what they did was to come up with an alternative currency. In fact, they can now shop at the central market without any money in their pockets. How do they pay for the goods? In TEM. TEM being a local alternative currency that people can earn by offering their services or goods to others. The TEM system, which brings to mind the ancient bartering system, operates on an exchange basis. Members of the TEM community gain credit by doing jobs for other people or selling them their own produce. For example, by selling clothes in TEM at the market, a trader could get language or computer lessons in return. As one stallholder at the market put it, "We have reached the bottom of our lives and we now have to think in a different way." But it's not only at the local market that TEM is accepted. Even well-established local shops in Volos will accept both TEM and euros. In some cases, payment can be made in part euro and part TEM. Hard-up customers can therefore make more affordable purchases and store owners can cover their costs. It all seems too good to be true, but one shopper who didn't want to be named said that TEM is a backup economy. The reason it is becoming more popular is because it can be used in tandem with the euro rather than as a replacement currency. So how does the system work in practical terms? The system, which has been developed online, requires members to have TEM accounts. These accounts, which are credited when they earn TEM and debited when they make a purchase, are closely regulated by founding members of the TEM community. This kind of exchange system is not unique to Volos. Elsewhere in Greece, other communities and social networks have come up with a similar system using an alternative currency called Ovalos. The name is apt since Ovalos was also the name given to the first real coin used in Greece and later became the basis for the drachma. Like TEM users, members of the Ovalos community open electronic Ovalos accounts where their transactions are recorded online. This unofficial currency can be used on a national level, however, and is not restricted to a specific city or region. Its users claim that the Ovalos has a major advantage over the euro. It is not affected by inflation or downgrading in the way that the official currency is. Instead, the value of the Ovalos remains stable and is protected against devaluation. But for those who feel that parallel currencies are too complicated a matter, they can turn to another organisation called Politi. 2002 was the year when Politi was set up as a national network for the exchange of goods and services without money. Politi differs from the TEM and Ovalos systems as it works purely by bartering. So if, for example, you grow courgettes and you want someone to cut your hair, you can find a hairdresser in your area who will agree to be paid in courgettes. It could be said that in some ways, these three organisations prove that ordinary people might be able to survive when the going gets tough. I suppose that when you have nothing to lose, you have everything to gain from alternative ways of life.